AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Matt, Sam here today. Sam, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Are you going anywhere for the holidays?
Not outside the metro area, no. As far as Coon Rapids, maybe I can run into Randy and say hi.
Well, those ankle bracelet monitors only give you so much distance, huh? Well, I mean, you don't know Randy in Coon Rapids, do you?
No, not at all. Not other than talking to him on the station. We've had some good discussions on the 4 o'clock hour, though, I'd say.
Because he's too afraid to call this show anymore. Merry Christmas to you. Are you getting together with family?
Yep, lots of family gatherings.
I've got family ahoy. One of the things we do some things which I didn't realize how much of a tradition they kind of have become. But over the next few weeks here, it's like we will have a day where we'll go to the Minnesota History Museum and then the Science Museum and then probably go out to lunch over in St. Paul. We'll grab breakfast at Park Tavern on New Year's Day. You know, we just do, there's a bunch of things we just do. I don't know. This idea of a January 1st bowl game for the Gophers, I guess. How did I figure that in there? I wasn't planning on that, nor was anyone else, really. But we'll have to work around that. I want to say to everyone out there, have a wonderful Christmas, holiday, however you want to go with it. I'm Catholic. That's why I say it. But you celebrate however you want to celebrate, or don't celebrate at all. Knock yourself out. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. But be careful out there on the roads. Gosh, was that pile up in Virginia? That's 60 some cars. Find out what you're driving into. I say the same thing every time. Find out what you're driving into. All right, so you know exactly what kind of weather you're hitting. I mean, we are just in a really amazing pattern here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And amazing in the sense being is it's not dangerous, but, you know, wildly wrong. Was it 42, 43 degrees today? Right. I mean, if it keeps melting like this, we are not going to have a white Christmas. But we should actually here in the cities. We had enough snow here. But I hear south of us is actually not that far south of us. It's actually most of the snow is already gone. But, you know, here is not bad. If you're flying anywhere, heading anywhere, find out what you're heading into. Anticipate a lot of people on the road. It always, you know, you hit the road and, you know, every rest stop is packed. Every gas station's packed. It just is the way it is. So, you know, keep your wits about you. Have a wonderful holiday, no matter what you celebrate, and make sure you're back here with us. We have some house cleaning I got to do here because this is my last show for the rest of this week. We're doing what we have done for, I think it's now 6 years. And we started doing this because it's hard to find people to fill in over the holidays. I mean, it really is. And two, you know, best of shows are nice. And some of the shows on the station kind of do best of shows, and we'll do 2 weeks of them, and that's fine. But they get repetitive, and you know, it doesn't give you a lot of bang for the buck. So out of necessity a few years ago, I think we recorded two or three shows just because we didn't want to, you know, burden anyone, and we didn't want to do best of shows. And they're brand new to you shows, brand new to you. So they were brand new interviews, great stuff. That was actually quite popular. We get a lot of good positive feedback that people enjoy the fact that every day of the holiday there is a brand new show. And so we've expanded it out. Today, this morning, we just finished up the last of the recordings. Is seven. We have seven brand new shows for you that you've not heard, all ready to go. Starting tomorrow, we got a great book about Christmas in Minnesota, as well as also a book about Professor Berman, who is one of the great historians of the state. We'll do interviews with them starting tomorrow on Christmas Eve. We have a brand new show on Christmas Day, talking to two great charitable groups, Union Gospel Mission and Second Harvest Heartland. We talked to them. On Thursday, Friday, I have two more days of author interviews set to go, all ready for you, brand new on those days. I will be back here on Monday the 30th, and then Jeff Stein does his annual year in review show on the 31st. We have, I was just a privilege to talk to Representative Rena Moran, as well as Senator Ron Latz. We have a politician show coming up on January 1st, and then on the 2nd, one more final author show. But seven brand new shows for you. You haven't heard them. Make sure you're with us every day right here on AM 950. So we'll post all the stuff as we get through the week. So we'll make sure you know who's going to be on and when. And thanks to all the authors and everything that made that happen, because that is – I actually really enjoy doing that. I really do. It's a massive pain. I mean, I got to tell you, the last 2 weeks are fairly stressful, and me basically, you know, having to beg poor Brett and Eric to get in here and help me record at all hours. But we get them all recorded, and they're done, and they're fantastic. Actually, some of these interviews are just stunning. That one guy, the book, The Alchemy of Meth, from Jason Pine. Holy gosh, is that an emotional interview? As well as also, just like I said, talking to Ron Lantz. Senator Ron Lantz is just a fantastic politician, and just I'm lucky to have him as my senator from my district. So listen in. We'll give you updates all the time about which shows air when, and thanks for keeping AM 950 part of your holiday here throughout the entire next 2 weeks. I wanted to bring up a tweet I brought up earlier today, because once again, I think Trump is really playing – Trump is desperately sending out his mouthpieces to his blowhorns to basically tout his economic prowess and act as if, like, see, isn't he the greatest? Because, you know, obviously the argument that they're going to put forward is that his legacy should not be the impeachment, although it should be, because that's just the tip of the iceberg, kids. That dude's as crooked as a road in the Alps. But the main thing about Trump is that he wants to, he's desperate to basically push this narrative that he's the most successful economic president of all time, which is a laughingstock. 90% of this is basically due to Obama. And once again, you can look at, the stock market is, definitely doing great. Why? Because Trump gave a massive tax break to the wealthiest businesses and corporations. They, in turn, are spending part of that money buying back their own stock and inflating the stock market. The trade markets are garbage. Housing market is really not that good. And once again, wages have not kept up. I mean, we basically, look at all these jobs we created. Yeah, $8 an hour flipping burgers. That's not going to pay rent. But this is what the economy, the Trump economy is smoke and mirrors. And it really is. So they're desperate to kind of make it seem like this is better. So once again, you get all of a sudden, last night I get this news break. New trade deal announced. China caving. China's on their knees begging Trump for forgiveness. I'm like, wow, really? Well, let's take a look-see here. And there is an announcement made that China will lower some import tariffs on 850 products. It also is making some vague accolades to, increasing trade on some level. But the reality is that if you start looking at what this trade announcement is, it's not exactly, there isn't a lot of there. First of all, 850 products. Do you know how many products the United States produces? What this is basically, it's a list of products that can get the lowest tariff margins. There are some products that China allows to be imported that have no tariffs on them at all. But those are few and far between. This is a kind of a preferred status tariff level. These 850 products, and most of the time, these are products which are, first of all, very marginally used. It's not exactly a main product. It's not steel, or it's not soybeans, or it's not aluminum. It's something, one of the products here is ferronobium, and it's a metal that's used in certain, practices and certain manufacturings. It's a rare metal. But, hey, it's got to decrease, all right? They're going to import more of it, all right? The 850 products is an increase from the 790, I think, that qualified it for this last year. But still, once again, we're talking hundreds of thousands of products are produced here in the United States. 850 of them, that's a nice little bit, but it's a little bit. Is it more than 790? Yeah, but it's not exactly a major increase. There is, you know, they're touting, oh, look, frozen pork and frozen avocado, which, by the way, quick aside, frozen avocado, something tells me that's a little mushy. Even more mushy than regular avocado. But frozen pork, frozen avocado, not fresh pork, but frozen pork. Now, there are certain guidelines to how that works. It's not like you can just take a bunch of, you know, pork products that were, you know, that are packed fresh and then just freeze them and say, see, they qualify. There are certain parameters they have to fall into. So once again, it's a certain niche product, frozen pork, frozen avocados, not fresh pork. No soybeans. Soybeans we desperately need. Now, once again, that's part of the problem is that the swine flu that's hit China has dramatically decreased their demand for soybeans. So, but, you know, you need to get the soybean farmers back up and running. There is almost always, I looked through six stories on this trade. There's always a cap up to, say, and just I'll make it a simple one, 1,000 pounds of frozen pork, which it's not. It's usually a lot more than that, but up to 1,000 pounds of frozen pork. We'll give you this lower tariff rate on 1,000 pounds. Nowhere are the trade caps listed. And they're there. Oh, there! I guarantee you they're there because they have to prevent the market from getting flooded from, you know, American product. So there's, and we just had this Japanese trade deal to get put through, and the Japanese allowed more American rice to be imported, but under very certain limitations. You know, they allowed up to a certain number of metric tons to be imported, but that was it. And after that, they're not taken anymore. Nothing else qualifies. So because they're still protecting their own rice markets. So there's a trade cap there that no one is talking about, which is a huge red flag because that cap is there. Either that or this trade deal is not even close to being hammered out and they don't have the trade caps here because there's no way in the world China's ever going to allow any of this stuff to go through without definitive caps in place. And what China is saying they're going to do is they're going to increase trade $200 billion over 2 years, which is it's not bad. That's definitely they're saying they're going to do this, or you know, an organization that's not really technically Chinese government, but helps the Chinese work on trade policy. They're the ones that have floated this out there. There's not a lot coming from the Chinese government that backs that number up, but we'll take it as word. It's not a bad increase. But what does China get back in return? Because I can tell you another thing about China. They're not going to just pick up $200 billion over 2 years and not get something in return, which means the U.S. markets are going to be opened up. And here is where Trump is. Trump is a guy that just needs to have people think like he's winning. And so he buries the real details about what's going on in these trade deals. And doesn't let them come to light. I mean, it was like that Canadian trade deal. Oh, sure, they're going to allow a minuscule increase in American dairy. Okay, not bad. In turn, we had to give up 3,000 manufactured cars, which that's not a good trade-off. We got screwed on that deal. That is a huge, that is a bad deal for us. But this is kind of what it is. So there, I guarantee you, China has been given something in return. The fact that, once again, that's nowhere to be found in any of these stories. I don't think this is a real trade deal. I do not think this is a real trade deal because the cap should be there. What China gets in return should be there. And this is just, it seems like, once again, here we are with another smoke and mirrors trade policy. Look, we're going to increase the frozen pork. Really? Okay. Well, that's nice, I guess. But is this going to cost us, what, our steel market again? Once again, he just had a rally where he announced, oh, look, the steel industry is getting back. The very next day, 3,000 steel workers in the United States were laid off. And that's just the latest in a series of layoffs. I guarantee you, when Trump leaves office, we are going to find out that none of these trade deals really were that good. I mean, they're working on this one that they're approving through the legislature, but anything that's done through the White House directly, I almost guarantee completely that most of these trade deals, there's a lot of bad we're not seeing here. And my gut feeling is that the next president, because Trump just wanted to feel good about himself, that Trump saddled the next president and presidents with 10, 15 years of just an atrocious trade policy just so he could say, see, I got frozen avocados. I am the king of frozen avocados. Yeah. This every time, like I said, anytime you hear Trump say anything positive about trade with China, go look at the details because there's just no details there. And once again, we got another trade policy with no details. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. The experts at Continental Diamond have years of industry experience and know all the latest trends. And this holiday season, they can help you find that timeless, unforgettable gift, no matter your budget. Find out why the readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler in the Twin Cities for the last 10 years. Continental Diamond, adjacent to the west end of St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift. Continental Diamond and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hey, it's Brett from the 4 p.m. show for Zero Res. It's December, and that means holiday guests coming to your home. If you find yourself saying, my carpet doesn't look that bad, well, looks can be deceiving. That's why you need Zero Res. Your carpet will not only look sparkling new, but also feel fresh and clean for those relatives. And call Zero Res now for the AM 950 holiday special, where you get three rooms Zero Resified starting at $129. But you have to mention AM 950 when you call. That's 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
The gifts keep on coming with the Park Tavern. Up until December 31st, you can still take advantage of the Park Tavern's amazing gift card deal. Buy a $100 Park Tavern gift card, and Park Tavern will give you an additional $50 gift card for free. Whether you need a late holiday gift or you want to reward yourself, this deal runs until the end of December. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and online at parktavern.net, your holidays are always better with help from the Park Tavern.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister, as well as a soldier, and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, happy Paul Metsa Day in Minneapolis. Paul Metsa, officially Paul Metsa Day, according to Mayor Fry, Paul Metsa Day in Minneapolis. All my best to Paul. We had him on the air Friday. We talked to him about he's got the fundraiser going on tonight at the Parkway, and it's a great fundraiser he's done. It's also a celebration of his 40th anniversary of being Mets' 40th anniversary of playing in town here. Holiday on Ice Cubes. This is once again at the Parkway tonight. It's a fundraiser for Northeast Seniors Food Shelf. Bring a canned goods to the donate. And once again, Paul Metsa Day in Minneapolis with this event tonight over at the Parkway. Thank you very much, Paul, and all my best tonight as you have that fun event over there. And, do a lot of good. He does a lot of good for the community. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. In Indian Country Today's headline of an Associated Press story doesn't mince words. Of course, the treaties apply to Keystone XL Pipeline's dispute. As the AP report, environmentalists and Native Americans can proceed with lawsuits challenging President Trump's approval of the Keystone XL Pipeline from Canada. A federal judge in Montana ruled on Friday. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris expressed skepticism over government arguments that Trump was the unilateral authority to approve the $8 billion pipeline. In a separate ruling, the judge said the Rosebud Sioux and Fort Belknap Indian tribes had valid claims that approval of the line violated their treaty rights. Wait a second here. Did we actually just have a federal judge rule in favor of Native American treaty rights? Holy God, finally! Hey, we haven't stepped on these treaties enough as it is. It's about damn time we actually honor them. They're supposed to actually, treaties with Native Americans are supposed to supersede our Constitution. That's kind of the concept of them. Morris did decline a request from environmentalists to impose a court injunction blocking preliminary work on the pipeline, since no work is planned until spring of 2020. Morris had blocked work on the line in 2018, prompting Trump to issue a new permit in March in an attempt to circumvent the courts. Of course, the treaties were agreed to by the President of the United States and ratified by the Senate, so the treaties clearly apply. The court rightly found that out that today, said Matthew Campbell, attorney for the Native American Rights Fund. The 1,200-mile pipeline would transport up to 830,000 barrels of crude daily from Western Canada to terminals in the Gulf Coast. Opponents worry burning the tar sands oil that will be carried by the line will make climate change worse, and that would break and spill water bodies such as Montana's Missouri River. No, it will. No, it's not. We are concerned. It's going to pollute the crap out of everything. Okay. Just so in case you haven't followed the news in a little while, pipelines leak like a freaking sieve. They do. They do. And they leak a lot. And they say, well, we're going to make sure that they don't leak this time. They're lying. And I mean, it's always hilarious to me whenever they have a pipeline leak, because it sprays it like a sprinkler at a golf course for days sometimes. Days! And they'll come on out and say, well, that was 6 cups of oil. when we said it affected 4 square feet, what we actually meant was 400 square acres, and it's poisoned 3 rivers. But, you know, apples, oranges. Dear Lord. No, they're not safe. Opponents worry burning the tar sands oil. TC Energy of Canada first proposed the project more than a decade ago when they realized that Republican politicians in the United States are easy to buy. I mean, nothing. It was rejected, by the way, under President Barack Obama. Attorneys for the Native American Rights Fund praise the decision. The court's decision means that all the tribes' claims on the current permits will proceed. The only claims dismissed are the ones that the tribes conceded should be dismissed because they are based on an old permit. So this is a complete win for the tribes, and the motion's dismissed. We can look forward to holding the Trump administration and TransCanada accountable to the tribes, and the applicable laws must be followed. Reminder, when they first proposed the Keystone Pipeline, it was going to go through Bismarck? I think it was going to go through one of the big towns in North Dakota. And white people started freaking out because they said, whoa, you can't put that here. That's going to leak on white people areas. You have to put it over by the Native American. We don't see those areas, so you can put it over there. And don't put it here where white people. And, of course, Keystone Pipeline. And Trump said, yeah, okay, sure, no problem. In sunny South Dakota, the Rapid City Journal and other revenues carry the AP article. South Dakota lawmakers are proposing legislation that would require oil companies to pay for cleaning up any pipeline spills or leaks as part of being made to construct the Keystone XL pipeline in the state. Reminder, we still have, thanks to the Republicans, the Oopsie Law here in the state of Minnesota. This was passed years ago, where basically it was the Republicans who said, as long as the corporation says oopsie, they're not on the taxpayers will pick up the cost of cleaning up their mess because we write laws so horribly here. Thanks, Republicans. But no, that's South Dakota. You know, that liberal bastion, South Dakota. South Dakota is like, yeah, we don't trust you. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't trust the mining groups that are coming in from the Chilean mining groups that are coming into northern Minnesota. You shouldn't trust the Keystone Pipeline. Why? Because these people will scorched earth any land they have to get what they want. And sure, they'll pollute the living daylights out of someplace. And either they'll get the Republican Party of Minnesota kind of response where they'll write a law saying, you big corporation, even though you are completely and totally guilty of what you've been charged with, we'll cover your costs because we just love corporate donors. Or even the Republicans are like, you know, I don't trust you guys the least bit. I don't. So needless to say. I think that it's a good thing to win, but can I just sort of say we need to have more Native American, the Native American treaties should supersede pretty much everything. And the fact that we still have today people who want to take the treaties that are still even active and throw them to the side like they're nothing. No, it's time for us to start making good on all the broken promises that the white settlers that came into this country made. And if Native Americans in the middle of North Dakota can't even say, no, we don't want this here. Well, then again, I guess you got Trump down on the Texas border with all the landowners down there saying, I don't care. We're going to eminent domain all you guys. So at least he maybe is an equal opportunity jackass. How about we say it like that? 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Is your business being pulled under by a tide of constant threats? Hackers, ransomware, security breaches? What if you had people who could navigate you to safe water, then teach you how to swim? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rimark with a unique offer, a free security assessment. We'll uncover hidden threats, hidden costs, and hidden opportunities to help navigate your business. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment.
Year-end has always been a great time to save on appliances, and that's especially true this year. Save on top-rated dishwashers from Bosch and KitchenAid, then get free installation from our trusted specialists. Save on a new laundry pair. Whirlpool has a top seller for $4.99 each, including fast free delivery and haul away. Treat your home to a complete new kitchen suite for the biggest savings of them all. Then choose 18 months interest-free financing. These and countless unbeatable appliance deals are available through January 1st from the specialist, Minnesota's own Warner Stellion.
It's the best time of the year. Toyota-thon is on. Rudy Luther Toyota has the 2020 models in stock, and to make room, the 2019s have to go. There are huge incentives from Toyota, and on top of that, Rudy Luther has additional huge discounts. And remember, you get my favorite perk at Rudy Luther, the Luther Advantage Card, which gets you 10 cents off a gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores for 3 years with every vehicle purchased. Rudy Luther Toyota-thon is on. Stop on in today at the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hello? Is anybody here? You there. I'm George Washington, here for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Where is everyone?
It was moved, sir. Ben Franklin blasted out an event on Facebook and invited everyone to Independence Hall. Didn't you get it?
I'm Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If your marketing is behind the times, contact us online at socialmediamn.com or at 763-244-4058. We can help your business message get blasted out on social media and Google search. We offer uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all sizes. SocialMediaMN.com or 763-244-4058.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week is all of them. We are featuring all over the next 2 weeks Go over there. Now, first of all, I will say this. If you do need a last-minute gift idea, a gift card to these restaurants are a great option. Because, once again, locally owned, many of them locally sourced, you get a great meal and the money stays local. That is a great deal. And so if you're needing a last-minute gift idea, go to eatlocalminnesota.com, find the nearby restaurant, give them the chance. I'm sure it'll be a gift that was greatly appreciated. But even if you're not looking for gift giving, perfect. If you're looking for a place to unwind a little bit, just kind of, you know, it's been the holidays. You need to go get someone else cooking for you for a little bit. Go on over. Enjoy some great food. Eatlocalminnesota.com. Eatlocalminnesota.com. I will never allow Trump supporters to skirt past the mocking of a disabled man. I will never allow you guys to get past that. Reminder, and you people forget this, when that story broke, Trump initially bragged about it, to which then everyone came out and said, well, no, that's just you guys are interpreting it. No, he mocked a disabled man. If you were walking down the street and you saw a person mocking a disabled man or a disabled woman, would you just basically sit there and say, I wish that person was running for president? That's the kind of gumption I love. No, you would be aghast. And I strongly do believe that most Republicans, if they were walking on the street and someone was mocking a kid, there were bullies taking on a kid with Down syndrome, or someone was mocking someone who's blind, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I got to believe most Republicans would be just as outraged. How dare you do this? And yet, Donald Trump mocked a disabled man on television, then bragged about it, and you all voted for him. You all did. You all said, I would rather vote for a man who mocked a disabled man, and a man, by the way, who, you know, the Access Hollywood tape, and a man who basically we already knew had a failed college, and a man who, now we know, stole money from veterans through his fraud charity, something he's admitted to in court. He admitting to defrauding veterans in court. All this stuff should have been the end of him, but really, mocking a disabled man, that should have been it. And the reason why I won't let this go is because there are a lot of Republicans who try to act as if either one of two things. One, it's mocking disabled people for presidential candidates is established protocol. Like, it's ever okay to do this. Because once again, they really have not condemned him. They might have said, well, I wouldn't do that. But they have never come out and said, I am so disappointed that the man I voted for president for mocked his disabled man. They haven't done it. They refuse. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's kid. Franklin Graham, Mr. Johnny Evangelical there. Not once has he condemned him. Not once. For mocking a disabled man. Now, once again, I want to bring up Franklin. Let me mention Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham would be sitting there at his church, and someone was to mock someone with a disability. I guarantee you Franklin Graham would go nuts. He would be very angry at that person. But yet Trump does it, and it's established protocol. Or the other thing is they try to ignore it, and they try to act like this didn't happen. It happened. And this is one of the reasons why I am not going to let this go. I refuse to let this go. He mocked a disabled man. There's a lot of things with this president that the Republicans are desperate to either ignore or to try to validate as just normalcy. And none of it should apply. I've gotten quite a bit of response on the social media posts I put out there in regards to the stories that we missed because of the impeachment. And like one of the ones is Melania Trump, whose entire thing during her run as first lady is Be Best, an anti-bullying campaign, telling the world that it's okay that her husband bullies a 16-year-old girl. Okay. That's your credibility you just chucked in the garbage can. But there is a very serious problem we have here, and that is that Trump has opened up concentration camps for immigrants on our borders. We forget about this because we have a tendency of, seeing, whether it's another news story or it's, the Masked Singer is on or something like that. Trump has opened concentration camps on the border where the conditions on camps being run by U.S. citizens under the flag of the American flag on American soil are so atrocious, it's hard to fathom this is where we're at in America today. That people are dying in captivity, that people are being starved in captivity, that people are being kept in inhumane conditions in captivity. And many of these people are young children being kept in cages on our border. And yet you evangelicals, all of you, you ignore, and by the way, religious content, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Catholic. As we get into the Christian season of Christmas, you guys sit there and ignore it. You're Christian because of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four books of the New Testament. Four first books there. Story of Jesus. That was make you Christian. Not Leviticus, not Paul's letter to the Romans. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus very publicly stated, welcome in strangers from strange lands. As a matter of fact, his compassion and peace, sentiment was pretty clear. That you're supposed to welcome people with open arms. That is what you're supposed to do. And as a matter of fact, there's a reason why I think Jesus had this mentality, is if you ever read the story of Christmas, that he was born and then King Herod demanded all the babies get killed. And so they had to run for their lives for Egypt. Baby Jesus had to be run for his life. So you have a very strict line. I mean, once again, you evangelicals, you claim you're the most Christian-y Christians of us all. And you suck at it. You suck at it. Because this is a major tentpole of Jesus' teachings, welcoming in strangers from strange lands, and yet you applaud and cheer and get sexually aroused by Trump's inhumane treatment of immigrants because the color of their skin. Let's just call it what it is. That down deep, that little layer of racism that runs in a lot of you guys just really gets boiling when you think about what Trump's doing. Yeah, get him. And people are dying. People are getting raped. Children are getting raped under the auspices of the American flag right now as we speak in Trump's concentration camps. But evangelicals, they're always so ready. And this is my attempt to help everyone out there because no one should tolerate this. And not only are we going to have to deal with decades of damaged people that we created these broken people by the way we treated them in U.S. concentration camps on our borders. Not only are we going to have to deal with that, but I guarantee you it's a heck of a lot worse. They are terrified of us finding out about what really is going on. And once again, we have no idea how to even reunite these kids with their parents. The federal government didn't even think of grabbing a piece of pen and paper to write down people's names so that we might be able to reunite these people. At the end, not once. We are going to be dealing with this crisis for generations to come. And Republicans will, it wasn't that bad. No, it's worse than you could ever dream. It's concentration camps. It's concentration camps on the U.S. border. on U.S. soil, run by the U.S. government, under the auspices of the U.S. flag. Evangelicals will always try to justify this stuff because what they have done is they say, well, what you're supposed to do is follow the rules of the country you're in, pal. Like that basically validates completely. Just grab your Bible, rip out half those Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just chuck those pages away. You validate that because, you know, countries have rules. Countries have rules, and they're not following them, and so they get everything that they deserve. Here is how you respond to that. So you're saying that baby Jesus should have been turned over to King Herod? Well, no. Rules. That was the rule of the land as he fled for his life. Well, he was being, you know, taken as people were trying to save him at his young age. You know that whole, you know, the Christianity. Let's go to that first five letters, the C-H-R-I-S-T, six letters. First six letters of Christianity, Christ, Jesus Christ, that would be him. Your entire faith is based on a moment where he fled King Herod. And your argument is, well, but King Herod should have gotten him. That's you. This is you saying it. This is not me. Trust me, I've had this argument a few times. This is you saying it. Well, I'm not for that. Well, no. So you're saying then that some rules are not meant to be followed. So some, that's what you're saying? Well, if it's Jesus, I hate you, Matt McNeil. Yeah, okay. And scene. See, I love doing that to them because they don't even understand their own religion. The Christian faith is a good faith, and I still do believe this, and I know there's a lot of people who are listening to me and they'll say, oh, no, Matt, that's not the case. No, the Christian faith is a good faith. What's evil are the amount of people like Franklin Graham, like Jerry Falwell, like the rest of these clowns, who have used Christianity to make themselves money, to basically push their own personal hatreds on others, to validate their bigotry. And this is where they're at, is that they because they have banked so much on being in bed with a political party who is quite literally everything that Jesus rallied against. Now you have organizations like Christianity Today, which once again, that magazine, that is not a liberal magazine. And the fact that they basically said, you know what, by our own standards, we should be holding him accountable. He mocked a disabled man. And look at how the evangelicals, I mean, there is nothing there. The modern Trump supporter evangelical, their version of Christmas, their version of Christianity is nothing because they have to erase most of the Bible to validate their love of Trump. And they do. But then they act pious as they come on into church and, isn't the Christmas tree lovely? Let me buy more Christmas music. It's Silent Night. We're singing Silent Night. Isn't that it? No. You want to be Christians, demand the concentration camps on the border get shut down. Demand that young children are not treated in subhumane conditions where they're not fed, they're not given medical treatment, they're getting raped, and they're dying. I will not ever allow people to validate the mocking of a disabled man, and I sure as hell am not going to sit on by and watch as my country, because of, you know, zealots, are validating concentration camps on American soil. I will not do that. And just because it's uncomfortable for you to hear about this at Christmas, I don't care. You're ruining my religion, which is supposed to be based on love and compassion and caring, and you're turning it into a weapon of hate. Shame on you. Shame on all of you. You're broken people. I'll take Steve really quick. Steve is in Minneapolis. He wanted to chime on and welcome in, Steve.
Yeah, I was gonna I was gonna bring up that Christianity Today editorial, but you beat me to it. By the way, happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And
thank you very much. Happy holidays to you too.
But the thing is that they went on the attack on this guy for just pointing out that pretty much everything Trump does is not Christian. So they're, I don't know how to express it. It's just, this has been driving me nuts forever that we'll just set that whole New Testament thing aside.
Well, because their entire
political win.
And Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Their entire religion has been boiled down to two things: hating abortion and not having letting women have their own rights to choose, regardless of what religion they're part of, and two, hating gay people. And that's it. That is their entire version of Christianity. And to get to that point, you have to completely ignore everything that Jesus taught you, everything that he did. I mean, there's a reason why these guys, they love Leviticus from the Old Testament, that glorified camping instructions, because that they can say, well, it's in the Bible. Well, you know what? In Leviticus, if you have a bratwurst, you're basically a sinner too. And if you, you know, oh, delicious bratwurst, how can I pass you up? Or if you're not wearing cotton clothes, 100% cotton clothes, guess what? You're a sinner. You're not marrying your older brother's wife. If your older brother died and they did not have a kid, you got to marry his wife. Fun conversation time. Something over the holiday table. You know, it's... If we tolerate these people screaming we're Christian when they endorse and embrace the least Christian elements of our country, then we have lost our religion and we've lost our religious compass as well. Absolutely. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more, on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, could the laws of physics ever change?
Maybe what we think of as the laws of physics could change.
No, but could the laws themselves actually change?
Well, what if I'm leaving on a jet plane when that happens?
Well, don't know when you'll be back again.
Could the laws of physics ever change? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. When you go to church, if you go to church, if you do, you know, once again, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do, okay? I'm not here to judge. You don't want to do anything, fine. But if you do go to church, I want you to go in there, and when they talk about how, you know, Joseph and Mary had to come to the inn, and there's no room in the inn. You can go sleep out in the stables with the other farm animals. And then when he had to flee for his life because he was about to get, you know, they were gonna kill the baby. Yeah. Yeah, you just think about that with your concentration camps on the border. You just keep you think about that. And you ask yourself if you know, when you think about welcoming in strangers from strange lands, which is a major thing, you just think about that as you look at this manger scene and realize that there is no way in the world you can be celebrating Christmas and support Trump at the same time. You just can't. Those are two non-compatible things. They're just not compatible. 952. Oh, and by the way, before you go, well, I learned to forgive and forget. I don't hold grudges. Funny, you did that for Obama. Anyway, 952-946-6205. One final little story for you, because I posted a picture of a really nice little Christmas decoration. It was, it was a candle with the peace sign at the top and said imagine at the bottom. And obviously a reference to John Lennon. The story about this, though, is kind of a nice little microcosm of the holiday experience. My wife and I, we took the kids out on Saturday night. We were going to go look at some Christmas lights, and we got a few addresses from some friends, and these were some of these set-up Christmas things where they have tune into this radio station to hear this, you know, this localized radio that they're broadcasting on so you can get the full experience. The lights are matched to the music and all this stuff. You know, and it's a miserable experience because there's 5 billion people who are trying to look at these things. I can't believe any of these people's neighbors are very happy with this. And, of course, you always get the one person who parks there and lets it go through like 5 different times. They get up into the front and they let the lights go. You know, they just basically sit there and they don't move. They just stay there for, you know, an hour. And so people have to kind of drive around. It's just a nightmare. Well, we were going out there, and I was like, oh, here's one of these neighborhoods, and okay, you couldn't really see anything, and you kind of just, it looked nice. It was, you know, there's a lot of effort, and they make, some of these places make a lot of money. They try to make fundraising out of this to help out needy groups. But I got lost. I was up in Plymouth, or as I like to refer to it, Plymouth. I was in Plymouth, and I got lost, and I'm going down the street, and that's where I saw it. And it was here, just this little thing, and it was this old guy. It was this old guy's house. And I just said, I love this. And he said, well, do you mind if I take a picture? He goes, no, by all means, please do. And there it was. I didn't need the glitz and the glamour. I didn't need the 50,000 lights and the synchronized music. I didn't need the television, you know, putting out the movie as you can go by. I didn't need any of that. What you had was something simple and easy and brilliant and brilliant. That's what Christmas should be. And as people, I know a lot of people are out right now, and there's a lot of people out at the malls and shopping and stuff like that, and in grocery stores and stuff. I hope you get some time to just kind of get a little downtime and get a little time where you can relax a little bit over this holiday weekend and look for the little things, because the little things are really the most important things. And so try to find the little things out there, all right? All right, tomorrow... we've got, it's our first brand new to you show on Christmas Eve, Christmas in Minnesota. We talked to one of the authors, Horgan. He's going to be there, as well as also, Jay Wiener helped, Professor Berman, put together his book, The Last Lecture of Minnesota's Great Public Historian. Those two authors are featured tomorrow. And then on Christmas Day, we've got the charities of, the Second Harvest Heartland and Union Gospel Mission on another brand new to you show. We are back on a Monday. Have a wonderful holiday week. Travel safe. Merry Christmas, Sam. Merry Christmas, Brett. Merry Christmas, Eric. Merry Christmas, everyone here at AM 950. Till Monday. See ya.